was such a beginner on this thing called love. Pretty bye bye. And now he's gone away. And now I'm torn apart. So torn apart.
You want a dim? Hey, you see me sway. Hey, you pull me straight. Just let you slide another day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 344. I am your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are joined by a man for whom the next generation doesn't start until he says so, Wombat.
I like Star Trek, The Next Generation.
And the man who's always right about everything, Shipwreck.
Not everything.
No, he said the man who's right about everything, Shipwreck.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I misunderstood where the comma was at.
Exactly.
If you could just like say when you're thinking a comma out loud, just put in commas and sentences, that would be a big help.
I will do that. Just like with Siri, I have to do that. So I should be ready for that. Anyway, first I have to apologize to Wombat because I just yelled at him before we started recording the show over technical issues, which was wrong of me. So I apologize, Wombat.
That's okay. I yelled at you too. So I think we're fair and square.
And if it makes you feel any better, I completely peed all over myself when I just went to the bathroom. And I had to change so bad that I had to change my pants, my underwear, and my jeans.
You may need to see someone about that.
I don't, as I'm getting older, I find that I have to be very careful about prematurely zipping up. Because I find that I think I'm done, but the reality is I'm not done. And then my pants are wet.
You lead a busy lifestyle.
But my daughter is 5, though. So right. She may have an...
I had to get wet wipes and wipe down my entire left leg.
I was going to say I could kind of top that, but maybe not. This evening when I was riding home on the train, I was sitting in one of those seats where it's not like its own row. It's kind of like the little like cube where there's someone sitting across from me.
Right.
That's staring at me.
Yeah,
and there were two people sitting across from me staring at me. And it wasn't until about, I don't know, maybe 35 to 40 minutes into my 50-minute train ride that I realized that my fly was wide open.
And your balls were hanging out?
My balls weren't hanging out, but still, I don't think anyone wants to see open fly guy. Like sitting across from them on the train.
Probably not. Yeah. I think like, I don't know if it was like, it's like a prostate issue or just because it's really cold out and like everything was like kind of like shriveled up.
I think cold prostate is an actual medical term. So
probably a combo.
Yeah. That's where I'm going.
Anyway.
I had to change my entire clothes yesterday. My whole, my pants, my shirt, my socks. Because when I was changing a diaper, all of a sudden, things went horribly wrong.
I didn't know you wore diapers.
I would have been better protected if I was the one wearing it, I think. Gosh. Exactly. Like, so I figured you got about a 3-foot radius that they can just spray poop everywhere. because that's about what it happened last night. It was pretty, like, it was on both my socks, like both legs of my pants. I had it all over my shirt. It was fabulous.
That duty's not so bad, though. The duty gets much worse later.
It does get worse. I had, I think it was last week, my son came up to me with hand outstretched. Daddy, I pooped, and there's poop all over his fingers.
Yeah. Anyway.
But it doesn't have the velocity... though when it gets
no and he didn't get the poop on me, it was just kind of a rush to clean his hands.
Right, it's the smell that changes. The smell isn't, you know.
Yeah, the smell's not too bad at this point. It's
exactly.
Just you don't know when it's gonna come out, and it's not like it just trickles out. I mean, it fires out of there.
Right.
Yeah,
projectile style.
Yeah. So Yay
for piss and poop. Everybody loves piss and poop, from adults and babies. It doesn't matter. It's always entertaining.
I was laughing the entire time it was happening.
I wasn't laughing when I have to change my pants. I only have one pair of jeans, so it's kind of a problem for me when I pee myself. Anyway, well, we're on the dawn of the next generation right here. Who's fired up?
I'm excited.
I'm excited as well.
I don't know.
I'm trying to get myself excited, like, more and more. But I'm just afraid that I'm going to bring these consoles home and not be wowed by them because I've been playing the PC for a year.
That's the problem.
That's my biggest concern at the moment. But I'm excited to finally have these things.
Hell yeah.
I won't have that problem.
That's right. It's everything's going to be nice and fresh for you.
You know what I'm excited to do? Watch Monday Night Football and play Need for Speed at the same time. That's going to be a riot.
Well, we'll talk
about
that.
Are you joking about that, or are you actually going to do that? Because I might actually do that.
I might actually do that too. It's like a half joke. It's the joke of, I can't believe someone's dumb enough to make that in a console. And then there's that other part of me that goes, I am going to do that the first Monday I have this thing set up. So.
Yeah, or maybe it's a Monday night. You want to watch the Monday night football game, but you really don't care about it.
Yeah, when it's not my team.
When it's the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
For like the sixth time this season.
Or the Jaguars, but the Jaguars don't play Monday night this season, do they?
No, never.
Yeah. But you understand where I'm going with this. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about it now because somebody wrote in about it, but they did release that interface, the Xbox One interface video. And that was pretty impressive, if that's really how it works.
Well, that's what I said. If you remember last week, I brought that up. I said they need to be releasing YouTube videos that show what this thing can do. And lo and behold, the very next day, they released that YouTube video. They've actually released two videos since I said something on the CADcast.
Yeah, I mean, I was... I actually showed that video to my dad because I'm more interested in hearing what like non-gamers think about it. And he was very impressed. And he's a PlayStation man. He's got a PlayStation 3. He wouldn't buy an Xbox despite my urging. So yeah. It's looking good. Anyway, let's do some show feedback and we'll talk about the PS4 embargo lifted, so all the reviews are out and everything like that. So we'll get into it. But show feedback first.
Sure. Thorbon 3 has to say that Killer Instinct freebie talk was golden. There was a lot of people that had comments about that whole 10-minute riff. And I would say it was probably a good 50-50. People that thanked me and thought I was right and were also frustrated that it was it a contest or was it some sort of thank you program? And then there was the other 50% that just thought I was a whiny bitch. So,
right. And they're both right.
And they're both right. So... No, but it was fun. And at the end of the day, exactly. It was really funny. And a lot of people really enjoyed our riffing and ranting. And that's really what matters at the end of the day.
Exactly. So did you...
You put things in there too.
Did I? Oh, yeah. So, put that... We can read that.
Sure. So, Simbara Trekka Trance on
Twitter... That's why I had you read it, by the way.
At CheapyD, did at Wombat527 ever get Killer Instinct, or does at Xbox still hate him? At Xbox still hates me.
You got nothing.
That's okay. So does at Sony. So I guess it all makes sense. And do you like how I'm calling all the Twitter things at?
Yeah, I like how you read the. I like how you read my name too, even though I had nothing to do with it. That's cool.
And Ed Acosta on Twitter has to say, at CheapyD, not really a question, but a thank you to at Wombat5277 for retweeting that Hot Wheels contest I ended up winning, which is insane. They're going to pimp his ride.
What was the prize?
The prize is if you're a Ford owner and you entered this contest and won, they're going to pimp your Ford to look like a Hot Wheel.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
Excellent.
No,
that's exciting.
It is exciting. I'm thrilled that someone won, and I'm thrilled that I was a part of it. See, I could be happy.
Hot Wheels already look like cars? Like, what's...
Sort of. I mean, you can get a Hot Wheels that just looks like a car, but they also have Hot Wheels that have, like, you know, funky stripes or look like dragons and have, like, funky tailpipes and flames.
Can he get the dragon? Can he get his Ford made into a dragon?
That would be awesome. I bought my wife and I split up Hanukkah shopping duties. Hanukkah, for those who don't know, is in 2 weeks. So it's really soon. I did all my son's shopping on Sunday.
The Festival of Lights, you mean?
Yes, the Festival of Lights. And he's getting the Hot Wheels track set that comes with a dragon that eats cars. So expect a full report.
Excellent. Can't wait.
I know.
What else we got here?
We got from Dez. Wombat, I'm becoming a little curious about your microphone situation. Could it be the USB cable that connects your mic to your laptop? Because you are getting the same distortion issues during a few parts of this show. Change the USB cable and see if that fixes the issue. Your MacBook may be okay. Well, here's a couple of updates. I returned the microphone. The microphone was still under warranty, so I shipped it back to the Shure Corporation. I did put insurance on the package, so I know that it arrived there. They haven't entered it into their system yet. That was as of this afternoon, so hopefully by tomorrow, they will have started to either repair it or just ship me back a new one. And then when I get the new mic back, we'll know for sure. I'm using an old mic right now. And as far as my MacBook goes, I tried using it on Monday night to record my other show just to see if it would work. And I couldn't even get the thing onto the internet. Like, it just won't log onto the internet anymore.
But you had tried. You had changed the USB cable, didn't you?
I tried a new USB cable. That didn't work either. Yeah. So what happened was, and this is what I think happened. I think the problem was the computer, and I was getting like shorts out of the USB ports. It was static electricity. It was affecting my iPad, my iPhone. I stopped charging it in the computer, and now I only charge it in the wall. And I think just there was a spark that, while we were recording an episode, it was the episode that Shipwreck wasn't on, and that's when my mic just went pop right in the middle of the show. And I think that's what happened, and I think it just popped the mic. So, live and learn, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
In 1980, I shorted out my Bally Astrocade by static electricity, just touching it.
Yeah.
You're wondering.
Yeah, and I think that was actually very similar to what happened to the microphone.
What else did people have to say about last week's show?
They also said, everyone said that TBD is a shill. Right. You like how I put that on the outline?
Yeah. I don't know if that's an exact quote, though.
No, it's not an exact quote. There was a lot of discussion from a handful of people about whether or not you are a shill for Microsoft, which yes. I'll let you talk about that, even though it bothers me just as much as it bothers you.
I mean, it doesn't really bother me because right after that, I got accused of being too harsh on the Xbox One. I'm trolling the Xbox One. And I even posted the tweets in the show thread. So I guess I am a shill for everybody or nobody. I don't know. I mean, I think it's obviously we've talked about this before. And I think that, I don't want to speak for everybody, but I will. And then you can correct me. But I think we all prefer the Xbox One to the PlayStation 3 for, at the very least, for the first several years.
The Xbox
360. For the first few years, because there was obvious differences in functionality between the two, and Sony did play catch up over several years with firmware updates, adding features that the Xbox had and the PlayStation didn't. So I don't think that's really an unreasonable thing to say, that we had a preference one way or another. And I don't know that that makes our opinions any less valid or makes us
shill. It makes it more valid. It means we have opinions.
Yeah.
Like if we were, there's no possible way to be even keeled about this stuff. Because you're going to prefer one thing or the other. It doesn't mean we hate PlayStation, because we don't.
And it doesn't mean that we have a financial interest in the success of the product, which is just, if you think that, you're an idiot.
Unless it's Interplay, I still have some stock in Interplay.
Do you still have some stock in Interplay? Yeah, I don't own stock in any of these companies, and I'm not going to go on a podcast and be like, buy this product, because the amount of listeners that we have, if every single one of them bought an Xbox One, which actually the percentage is probably very high anyway, it's not going to make a dent in Microsoft stock.
Right. One dude even said, like, oh, Sheepy owns Microsoft stock. And I don't own. I never owned any Microsoft stock. It's just a few. I mean, look,
we all own Apple stock, right? Or at least
I do.
I don't know. Do you own Apple stock? Well, I'm bad.
I do not. I don't know what. Okay. That's a whole other conversation to have about my stock portfolio.
I own Microsoft, EA, Activision, in terms of gaming type situations.
You just said you owned Microsoft.
Not Microsoft, Apple.
Wow.
No wonder why people are confused. Apple, EA, Activision, I think that's it for gaming stuff. I had GameStop, but I sold it, of course, and now it like doubled since I sold it, so that was pretty good. I don't know what to tell you. And certainly, you know, in the last few years of these consoles' lifespans, I think the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 are pretty much even in terms of functionality and games and the way that multi-platform games look from them. I don't know that there's much difference, and certainly I haven't done much gaming on either of them in the last year since I'm all about the PC. So anyway, whatever. Think what you want. I don't really care. If you annoy me too much on Twitter, I'll ask you to stop, and if you don't stop, I'll block you. That's pretty basically
how
it goes.
And as of this point, none of us know which console we're a fanboy of yet for the next generation, right?
Well, I only pre-ordered one, so...
Well, maybe you'll hate it.
Maybe, but again, that's exactly
There's
right.
always
maybe
hope that I'll you hate may it. Hate it, Wombat.
Yep. So, we'll see what happens. Although I've heard from a couple of people that have played both so far that say that I'm going to like the Xbox One a lot. It doesn't mean that it's going to be better, and it doesn't mean that it's going to be the best. It's just people that know me that have played both have already decided that they know which one I'm going to like better. So... What can you do?
Yeah. I mean, the weird thing is, and I guess it's because of our PC exposure, is that the things that I'm really looking most forward to, not really the gaming stuff. It's the media stuff. It's how good is Netflix going to be on it? How good is Skype? I know it's like weird, but you know, I do use Skype a lot to talk to my family. So to be able to do that on the big TV is attractive to me.
Me too. We do that every Sunday. We talk to my in-laws in Florida over Skype for like an hour and a half.
Right. So, and that UI video demonstrated Skype. It looked awesome. The voice command stuff looked like it really worked and worked quickly. Whether that's true or not, we won't know until the shit comes into our house, but I don't know.
You guys are just a couple of Kinect shills over here.
Exactly. You know, I love Kinect. Anyway, let's move on. I see that. Did you put Arrow on Watch This Bitches again, Wombat?
No, I did not. I thought you did.
No, I haven't seen
it. I did.
You
I
did?
Watched
what?
It.
Huh? Oh, are you watching season one because it's on Netflix now?
I am. I'm watching season one because it's on Netflix and because we sit around with the baby and watch a lot of TV.
Right.
So
what do you think?
What do you think?
It's not bad. It's better than S.H.I.E.L.D.
It is better than S.H.I.E.L.D.
I've only watched the first 2.5 episodes, I think, is where we stopped. There is a lot of, like, he kills a lot of dudes.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Like, it's kind of disturbing. Like
it fits into the story arc later, that whole thing. It gets much better, by the way.
So. Oh, I'm sure. Like, because, yeah, like, right off the bat, it's kind of... It's the DC hokiness that gets to me. Like, this guy doesn't really have superpowers, but for some reason, nobody can hit him with a bullet.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little bit silly in that regard. Like, I wish there was a reason why the guy with the automatic weapon was running away with the guy from the guy with the bow and arrow. But the acting's good. Like, it's, I don't really know the story. So that's also kind of interesting to me because I don't know any of these characters.
No, and so I think that's a big reason why it works, because you don't need to know anything about the characters going in, and you could still enjoy it. And if you do know the characters, they don't deviate enough from it where you get like, I can't believe they changed that, that's stupid kind of a situation. They found that balance, and they did it really well.
Yeah, and Oliver Queen has a sick body. I mean, he's a good actor.
No, he has a sick body.
So that's good, Shipwreck. I look forward to hearing about you as you get to the end of the season.
I'll catch up pretty quickly, I would guess, to the current season. But
yeah, it only gets better.
And Mrs. Shipwreck likes watching it too.
Right. So she likes it.
Although it's a little bit too much just killing for her taste. Like, he literally just goes into a room and he just like bow and arrows like 8 bad guys at a time.
He's angry.
Like, right.
It's
like,
not even that he's angry. It's that he still has a little bit of that kind of post-traumatic you know, from the island for 5 years.
Right.
But I don't want to go.
He knows. Yeah. He knows survival and killing.
Yep.
Cool. All right. How about some new releases?
Okay. Everything for PS3 is coming, or not PS3. Jeez. PS4.
What do you got? GBD disease?
I just say PlayStation.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to say it. I've picked up 3 new releases this week so far. I went to Target and did the buy 2 get 1 sale. I ended up with NBA 2K14, Assassin's Creed Black Flag, and Killzone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So those were the 3 games that NBA 2K and Killzone were the 2 games that I wanted, and Target has an exclusive version of Assassin's Creed. I went with that.
Because the PS4 version has some exclusive content anyway, I thought.
Yeah, it has 60 minutes of extra game, or it says something like that on the cover of the game itself. Right. But then from Target, they also have a Trove of Mystery pack as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It sounded pretty good.
Sounds mysterious.
It sounded better.
I knew a girl in high school whose nickname was that.
Trove of Mystery? they didn't have Need for Speed there?
They did. The thing with Need for Speed, like, I want to play that game, but I'm thinking about getting Forza for the Xbox One.
Okay.
So I might be okay with just one driving game. So far I've got my shooting game, I've got my sports game, I've got my third-person action game. Then I'll have Forza and what Rise. Else is on Xbox? Zoo Tycoon and Rise.
Good old Rise.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't know what to do about Rise.
I'm pretty sure Rise is going to be shitty. Can I say that?
I am too, but at the same time, I still have that, this looks really good graphics-wise thing that I need to see with it.
Yeah, surprisingly good buzz on Zoo Tycoon.
It's pretty solid. That's a Walmart exclusive. I guess they're also carrying it in the Microsoft store.
Zoo Tycoon is a Walmart exclusive?
Until either January or February.
Oh, I did not know that. So I guess I will have to go to a Walmart. I could swing that, I guess. I could suffer.
That's only for the Xbox One version is exclusive to Walmart. The 360 version is, you can buy that anywhere.
Well, I'm not going to get the 360 version. That would just be stupid. Do I look stupid to you, Shipwreck?
Don't answer that.
Thank you.
Okay.
What else we got here?
The retail version of DuckTales Remastered came out. And for PlayStation 3, Ratchet & Clank Into the Nexus was released into Oblivion.
into a Nexus.
Right.
Literally released into a Nexus.
I get supporting the PlayStation 3 still, and it's cool that they're putting out like their major franchises for it still. But I don't know. Don't you think that's a tough place to be in if you're, I don't know if Insomniac made that or who developed that one, but how hard would it have been to put out a PS4 version of that as well?
I mean, it would be another exclusive, which is doesn't hurt for sure, even if it's not that great. Knack. What else we got here?
We got Knack.
Oh. Yeah. So we talk about the reviews for some, I mean.
I've been going around to, like, this fits into new release as well. Like, I go around to stores a lot, especially around launches, and I've been posting what I've found and everything. But Best Buy had a PlayStation 4 demo unit out, so I got to play some Knack. And I've been down on it since I first saw it. It just did not appeal to me at all.
You have been whack on Knack.
Right. That's what the kids have said. But I don't know. It just does not, it's never appealed to me. Like, the visuals, they look crisp, but I don't like the graphic style. I don't like
generic.
The voice acting. I don't
generic,
like the,
perhaps? What? A little generic.
Yeah, it's really generic. The dialogue that I saw in trailers just seemed bad. And the combat just seemed very basic. So I went and I tried it, at Best Buy just because they didn't have much on the demo unit. Like, you could play like FIFA, and then Contrast, which had already played at E3, and a couple other indie games. Not graphical showcases by any means on,
not
on
Rezogun?
The front.
They didn't have Rezogun there?
No, I don't think so. Hmm. Maybe? I don't remember what the indie all the indie games were. But I tried Knack. And this kind of because I just didn't want to be talking out of my ass about it and like be discouraging people from buying it without being absolutely sure that it was not good. And this game, it's like, I get that people who like platformers still like the Jak and Daxters and the Ratchet and Clanks and that type of game would think that this would be good and to be up their alley, but it's just so dated. There's not much going on. The environments are really sparse. You're going around punching open like mailboxes to get shards. And then you're punching and doing like little special moves on these robot characters. I'm sure there's more to the whole game than that, but there's not a great deal of platforming. The camera is bad. And this could have been an early build. I heard it was an early build that I was playing too, but then the reviews came out today and kind of confirmed that, yeah, this isn't very good.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I'm sure some people will still like it. I'm sure a lot of people bought it because it's an exclusive and that's what you do.
Right. It's got a 59 on Metacritic right now.
Yeah. And it's a solid 59 too. There's not like a lot of outliers.
Okay.
There's a couple people who liked it and then a whole bunch of people who thought it was middling.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. Knack. The other thing about Knack that kind of tipped me off too, that it was probably not going to be great, is that apparently, is it Mark Cerny? Is his first name Mark?
Yep.
Yeah. He was the director of this game and he's also like the main guy behind the hardware too.
Right. He's probably pretty busy.
Hardware. Yeah. So if you're working both of these things and something comes up, I guarantee he's concentrating on the PlayStation 4 before he's looking at Knack.
Yeah.
So I don't care about the
internal battery of the PlayStation 4 controller. This Knack mailbox needs to break open in just the right way.
Yeah. All right. Oh well. So not.
Yeah.
A winner,
I mean, it's a launch game. There's bound to be bad ones.
Okay.
And it seems like it's still playable. It's just not very.
Just not going to be playable by you.
And before before you type that nasty message, just remember we're going to have the exact same conversation next week. Just replace the word "knack" with "rise."
Right. Hopefully not, yeah. Though.
Well, hopefully not, but I have the same feeling on Rise. Yeah. I will say that.
I played the single player of Rise and the multiplayer of Rise.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems basically serviceable, but that's about it. And I don't think a lot of people have time for serviceable. You know, it only gets you so far. Great lip syncing, the best lip syncing ever, will only get you so far. So what else we got here in new releases? Is that all the PS4 stuff, pretty much?
Yeah, Killzone got it got okay reviews. I think it's sitting somewhere in the high 70s or so right now.
74.
Mid-70s.
I don't know that I've ever finished a Killzone game. I'm trying to think.
Killzone series.
I know you do.
I think they're very nice to look at the very least. Like, they really push the graphics on the Sony platform. And I couldn't tell you anything about the stories really in them, but
right, yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm buying at launch. My plan is Assassin's Creed 4 and Need for Speed. Those are my launch titles for PS4.
Did you go with Assassin's Creed because of Uplay?
You know, yeah. I was thinking, well, it's two things. One, I need something to get on PS4 or Xbox, and I figured the best version will probably be on PS4. And yeah, the Uplay thing on PC, it's so intrusive. It's just such a pain in the ass. I'd rather just have it on a console. Because I told you, I remembered, I bought Assassin's Creed 3 on PC, and I didn't even think that it looked like that much better than the Xbox 360 version. So I'm not going to probably make that mistake again. So that's my launch plan, assuming everything gets delivered properly. Anything else here on new releases?
No, I'll be going to Walmart at midnight to go pick up my backup PS4. So
excellent. I see this Injustice Gods Among Us Ultimate Edition came out for PC and mm-hmm. PlayStation and Vita.
Yeah, it came out for a lot of things.
Hmm. All right, is that it pretty
Xbox
much?
Xbox One, though.
No. Would you say that's it?
I think
it?
That's it. The DLC came, the first part of DLC came out for BioShock as well.
I see. That's the story, the first story DLC.
Yeah, the first story, the
back to
Rapture.
I heard it's like 2 hours long, and it's part one of the DLC.
And it's $15?
And it's $15. So, I mean, people say it's very good, but also very short.
Alrighty then. Let's do a quick ad from our friends at GoDaddy for all your web hosting and domain registration needs. We have coupon codes for you. CAG249 gets you $2.49 domain registrations. 32 off 1 gets you 32% off your order. And Free9 gets you domain registration with private registration for $9. That's GoDaddy.com. If you need those coupon codes again, just go to the show thread. And they will be there for you.
How are you getting your PS4 games, GP? Where are you ordering them from?
I'm going to download them.
Whoa.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like the hard drive size of these things.
But don't you have to install the whole game anyway?
You do. But for some reason, my big hang up with getting the digital versions is I like to at least have the disc there. If something, like if I delete it, I feel better having a disc.
I don't care.
Because with these hard drives, you're going to be deleting and re-downloading a lot. That's the other thing. Like, I can't do the download versions. I can't be downloading 50 gigabyte games and then deleting and re-downloading if I want to play them again.
I live in the land of zippy internet.
The land where that kind of business makes sense.
Like, right, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not too worried about that, but... apparently there's only 400 gigabytes of usable space on the PS4. So
408, I believe.
Yeah, so you're not, somebody actually even wrote in about that, but yeah, it's not a lot of games on there.
No, it isn't. I think this is going to be an issue because like, obviously we're going to run out of space. That's only, you're going to hold 7 or 8 of these PS4 games on this thing at one time. But it's going to be an issue for how much games sell, I think. Like, you're going to think twice, because I know this happened to me.
It's not even that, not to cut you off, it's not only going to be the how many games you buy, it's also going to be what kind of hit is downloadable content going to take as well.
Well, yeah, that's what I was getting to that when you, not to cut me off.
Oops.
But yeah, because I've already run into that with this generation. I mean, it took me to almost the end, but this last year I've been not downloading many DLC or Xbox Live or PSN games, not getting the DLC unless I'm absolutely certain about it. And that's going to crop up really quickly on these consoles.
Yeah. I mean, I have a few external USB, like 1 terabyte, 2 terabyte drives lying around, but
as of right now, I don't think you can install, you know, save a game or download a game to an external hard drive to either console.
Xbox, you can, I thought.
Can you? No, I don't know if that's...
It's Xbox, it's been announced that that's going to be coming.
Ow.
But it's
which
not
is still, at least it's going to be coming, and I guess as long as that comes before it's too late, then that would be great, because I would buy an external terabyte drive and just keep it plugged into my Xbox One. That works.
That's cheap.
And and as soon as that's available, that has to come for the PlayStation 4 soon.
Yeah, it's in their best interest.
Yes. Financially, yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
At the same time, you're going to be able to replace the internal drive on the PS4. So they have an out there as well.
Right.
It's just these things. Storage is going to become a major issue, and it's going to cut into sales.
All right, you heard it here from Shipwreck. He's never wrong, so.
Stop that. That makes it sound like I'm saying I'm never wrong.
No, I'm saying it.
Well, yeah.
Should we talk about some of the Black Friday deals? Do a quick little...
Shipwreck says he's never wrong about Black Friday deals.
Right. We have the Black Friday thread up on KAG, and all the ads have been leaked. Sort of disappointingly so, there's really no deals on next-gen stuff for Black Friday. All the cheap games are all for current gen. You can pick up these... It's hard to get it. For me, like, I've sort of moved on from current gen. It's hard for me to get excited to see, you know, like, oh, wow, so, you know, Skyrim is $15. Okay, great. I guess Walmart, like, some of the highlights, Walmart has the 2DS for $99, and they're also going to have an Xbox 360 4GB system for the same price. That seemed pretty good. They have a bunch of $25 games as well that are newish, like Battlefield 4 and FIFA and Lego Marvel Wombat. If you don't want to wait, I know the Xbox One version got delayed, so I don't know if you can wait.
The
Walmart sales
are
pretty good. I mean,
yes, they have the best ones, I think.
You have Beyond Two Souls and Last of Us both for $25.
Mm-hmm.
Those are both good at that price. Even though I didn't love what I played of Beyond, but for $25, I think it's probably worth experiencing.
Yeah, Madden as well, $25. They seem to have the best deals. They have a bunch of, I just don't want to read like a list of deals. There's also a lot of, if you're looking for Skylanders and Disney Infinity, it seems like almost everybody is having deals on those two. I think Toys R Us has the Infinity Starter Pack for $37, which seems good. And I think they had
the Toys R Us has Starter Pack is the same price too.
Okay. Toys R Us seems, I think, have the most sales on Skylanders. There's a whole bunch. I don't want to just read off, but it's a buy one get one 70% off.
You know, it'd be awesome if there was a site that compiled all of these that you could just go to and read them while you're listening to the show.
Exactly. So you should just do that. But it seems like you should just check out the thread on KAG, and Walmart maybe have the best deals. But we'll see. And hopefully these are all online. Usually last year I seem to remember that pretty much everything went online, and it went online on like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so, I'm curious to see if the Microsoft store does anything.
Oh, like last year was ridiculous.
With the $10 sale, maybe they do something special for the Xbox One with some games and knock them down a bit.
Maybe. We shall see. So, And also in other shopping news, Amazon started selling PlayStation Network download codes for everything, for all PlayStation systems, Vita, PS3, and... Oh, I wrote PS4, but that's coming. And if you buy a select game, you get a $5 credit off of future purchases. So that's good. And I see. Did you download the PlayStation app, Ship? Speaking of Sony,
I did. I downloaded it on my iPhone. I haven't downloaded it on my Shield yet.
Okay.
How is it? Have you tried it?
I haven't. I don't. What can I do with it?
It's a lot like the Xbox app. Or whatever, Spark Class, whatever they called it now. So you can get on there and you can message friends and you can look at trophies and,
Can I buy games from it?
You can.
Good. That's what we need.
You can buy games. That is the disappointing part of the app though, because all of the friend stuff and the messaging and trophies and everything is kind of like built into the app. It's pretty snappy and everything.
Okay.
But then as soon as you click that PlayStation Store icon on it, it opens up a browser. And you're basically using their browser-based web store, which it's functional.
They have to do it that way. Otherwise, they have to give Apple a cut, I think.
Okay. Well,
I think. But they can fix – they can, you know – optimize that, I'm sure.
Yes, they can. I don't give them, based upon how long it's taken them to get their PS3 store into a little bit faster environment. I just find a lot of times it's just like sitting there doing stuff. Like after I select to add something to the cart or I check out, then it's just like I have to wait for a long time before I can, it reacts to my inputs. Because it's thinking or doing something. It doesn't really tell me what's going on. But it's functional. I queued up some stuff from PlayStation Plus, and if I turn on my PS3, it'll download them. It's also got a thing like to link to your PS4, but that functionality isn't active yet. Okay. At least we don't have a PS4 yet, so I can't try it. But it's a good first attempt at the app, though.
Cool. Good. I'll check it out. Once I get my PS4, I'll probably be motivated to get that going. And speaking of PS4, so the reviews are out now, I guess. So let me make sure I understand this correctly. So the embargo just came out for the hardware and the games. Just got lifted.
Yes, today, yes.
But these are all based on a review event. So nobody had a system sitting in their office and were just like able to do this.
I think they got the system to take home on Monday.
I see.
So they had it for, was it Monday, Tuesday? What's today? Wednesday? So they had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday night to all day Tuesday and Wednesday morning ish to play it at home.
Okay.
But I, the question is that enough time? That's a whole different question.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of like these review events where you're doing everything in a controlled environment. I don't really.
That's why a lot of these reviews for like, you know, console wise and hardware wise are saying, you know, these, they're not. I've only seen one score on the hardware.
Polygon.
Yes, and I've seen a lot of people, you know, like Ben Gilbert at Engadget, who wrote, you know, impressions. My first impressions with it, you know, this is how it's, I feel about it today.
That's all you can do, really. Is a first impressions thing. I don't understand, like Polygon gave it a 7.5. I don't understand what that means.
Me neither. It's a weird score to give in general. Because as a score goes, it's very non-committal.
Right. It's like toast.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
it doesn't mean toast. You like it. It doesn't mean you hate it, but you gave it a score.
You know what it's set up for, though? When they score that Xbox One.
Yep.
What if it doesn't get a 7.5?
You mean below?
Exactly. If it goes lower, the internet's going to explode. If it goes higher, the internet is going to go nuclear.
Right, because anything lower than a 7.5 is garbage, basically.
And anything above a 7.5 is outrageous that it scored higher than a PS4.
How could it be higher than a 7.5 without all the P's?
Yeah, I don't know.
It just
doesn't make sense.
The article was good. Like, it gave a lot of information that I didn't know.
As a website goes, it was pretty technically impressive that they got that together. It must have taken them months to build that.
Yeah,
it's pretty fancy schmancy.
It looked nice. I don't know.
I'm interested in the text, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I'm reading through the text. It doesn't matter. All these bells and whistles going on to me. Like, I get why people like it, and it makes sense to make it look as attractive as it can. But I honestly, I'm reading it on my phone. Like, yeah. I'm not clicking on all the stuff that they've done and everything. But it did have like stuff I didn't know. Like, I didn't know the Wi-Fi is limited to 2.4 gigahertz on the PS4, which I think is a really odd decision.
It's going to make down. It can make downloads a lot slower for people.
Mm-hmm.
It can cause that. And when you're doing a remote play, you're going to get more interference when you're trying to stream stuff.
And if you're just playing online in general.
Which I realize you can plug in a cable to it, but it's just, I like to get away from the cables. I like as few cables as possible. That's just me. But it just doesn't make sense. Like, why wouldn't you make a 5 gigahertz? It's an odd choice to make in that cheaper. Situation.
I'm assuming it's cheaper.
But
yeah, but don't Sony laptops have the 5 gigahertz option? I mean,
everything
not
has 5 gigahertz now.
Like, I'm sure Sony has the technology in house, so to speak. I mean, I know they're very separate divisions, and no one knows what one division is doing. But I don't know. Just it seems odd. It's not like this is the only thing they're making.
Well, they know. I'm sure they know.
I'm sure they know.
But I don't want to get hung up on the negatives too much. It's just an odd thing that I didn't know going in.
Mm-hmm.
But they like the controller, which everybody likes the controller. It's much better than the DualShock 3.
That's probably the best part of the PS4 for me, is the controller change. Because
mm-hmm.
the UI, I read about the UI, and I read Joysticks review, and I read Polygon. And they both sort of didn't think the UI was that great. Or fast, right. And the chat stuff seemed to be wonky, and the things that took the PS3 a long time to get right seems like they may have a little growing pains on the PS4 as well.
They're never going to catch up to Microsoft operating system wise. It's just the difference in the two companies. Like, Sony's a hardware company, Microsoft's a software company.
Mm-hmm.
People may not like Metro, Windows 8, whatever, but it's functionality wise, it's going to be above what the PS4 is going to offer in a user interface.
I hope so. I hope it's good. I hope it's as good as the video. That's all. That's all I care. I hope the video is not a lie. That's all. What else we got here? Oh, who put this link on there? Was that you, Wombat?
No, that was me.
Oh, okay.
Aha, see?
There's been a lot of reports here coming out lately of at least two people that won via the Taco Bell promotion a PS4, and Kotaku's first system they got, and maybe one or two other reports as well, that the HDMI outputs are failing on their PlayStation 4s. So hopefully this is a localized incident and not widespread, but and Sony's been replacing them,
right,
they're sending out coffins, according to the NeoGAF guy who got his from Taco Bell. They're gonna send him a box to ship it back in. So
God, I hope this is just like an isolated thing, because really, who needs this fucking
I know. And it'll be interesting. And again, it's weird that we're going to find out about the next console in a week. So it's like, wow, this could all happen with two consoles all at once. And I can't.
Right.
It's like, if everything's broken at the same time, it's just the internet's not going to be a fun place to hang out.
Yeah, I really hope this is isolated. I have fears that it's like, you have to fear that it's not, just because there's not that many things in the wild already. And we have a somewhat high percentage here so far. Not Xbox 360 100% failure rate, of course, but
right. Okay, let's all pray now. Let's all pray. Can we all join hands and pray that these are just isolated incidents?
Yeah, please don't let this be widespread.
Please, Lord, my Savior, especially my PS4, because if it's coming from America and it's broken, I'm fucked. So please make sure the Sony launch is okay. Thank you, Jeebus. Thank you.
Something about starving children getting food.
Yeah, also Philippines. Thank you.
There you go.
Fix the Philippines. Okay, so hopefully... Oh God, now I'm bummed out. I didn't realize that it was more... I saw the one on NeoGAF. Oh, and then I did see the Kotaku one too. Oh, yeah. Huh,
yeah, well, okay. And that it's... I mean, the bummer part, that's it's all the same thing. Which it's a bummer in one way, but probably good that it's in another way, that it's easy to fix then, if it's all one problem instead of many.
Right.
But what worries me about their design, which just as an engineer, is I don't like that integrated power supply that they've stuck in this very small confines. I'm sure they're a hardware company, so they know what they're doing, but it just seems like unnecessary heat that's in there.
Right. The engineer in you, the alarms are going off.
Not going off, just wondering.
Like is it Paul worth Newman the aesthetics in the towering
to stick
Inferno.
It in there rather than having a separate power supply.
Right. All right, fingers crossed, everybody, that everything is cool. We don't want any nonsense. What else we got here? We talked about this stuff. Ooh, Wombat's been playing something.
I have. I think the official embargo is up on the 15th, but people have been talking about it, and the Game Informer review is already out, so I could talk about it in context of the Game Informer review, I'll say.
Okay.
That sounds reasonable. So I've been playing the new Zelda game, Link Between Worlds, I believe it's called.
All right.
And I'm about, I think, 8 hours in, we'll say. I've had it for about a week or so, a little less than a week. That game is fun. And if you're on the fence about picking up this Zelda game, I would say just go for it. I don't think you're going to be disappointed if you've been. It has enough new things where like, oh, what a, you know, that's clever. That's a fun idea. And it has enough of the old where, you know, you're playing a Zelda game and you're enjoying playing this. You know, it's very much a handheld type Zelda game. It's, you know, the save system.
Yeah, most
is,
importantly, you're not playing it with a Wiimote. Is what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. Not playing it with a Wiimote. You don't have to use the stylus. I mean, I didn't like the one with the train.
I thought that one was pretty good.
It was too much stylus. Too much stylus for me. This is just, you know, it's very reminiscent in many ways of a Super Nintendo Zelda game. The way that you get items is very different. It's not clearing the dungeon and getting a boomerang. It doesn't work that way. You can rent the boomerang from a shop, and if you die, you lose it, and you have to rent it again.
Do they charge you a fee because you didn't return it?
No, it just gets taken away from you, and you have to go and spend 20 to 50 rupees to get it back. So it's an interesting
it's a
twist. It is. It's a roguelike Zelda. It's an interesting twist. I mean, and there's more to it, but I, you know, again, I think I don't want to, like, I don't know.
You'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Get in trouble. But no, and it's really cool. And even the shop owner is an interesting new character. Like, some of the new characters they introduce are not grating, which, you know, there's no tingle in this one. So I like the new characters they introduce. I like the, I'm sure you've seen it in the videos where Link turns into the painting. The puzzles that utilize that are actually kind of fun. You definitely have those feelings of, I'm so smart. Look at what I figured out. So, and there was actually a moment where I was kind of lost for like, I don't know, it felt like 30 minutes. So let's say 30 minutes where I'm like, how do I get over there? There's no way to get over there. You know, am I trying to go to the wrong dungeon? And it wasn't until I realized, oh, I can shift into the 2D plane and slide in here and slide out of there and then slide through this thing. And now I can access every part of this map because of this puzzle aspect. And I'm like, oh, of course. And I felt very smart. And it's a nice change to kind of keep the game, you know, I can't believe I played 8 hours of the game because it really went by very quickly. And it's, you know, and it's a lot of fun. So give it a shot.
Excellent. A lot of stuff
Nintendo,
in the CAG bag.
Nintendo's got a lot of promise this fall. They might, with that and the new Mario, they might have the strongest lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I know Game Informer gave it a 10 out of 10, the new Zelda game. And, I mean, I would be breaking embargo for me to give it a score. But I'm going to say that Game Informer score is pretty good.
Cool. Excellent. CAG bag? A lot of stuff in the CAG bag.
Can we go back to that one question
Yeah.
that Crimson Dog had, though, where he says, okay. Do you have to install the games on the PS4?
Oh, okay.
It goes back to that storage thing we were talking about before.
Yeah, sure.
He said, since Killzone and Call of Duty are 100 gigabytes combined, that's one-fifth of space on the hard drive. Of course, that's one-fourth.
One-fourth.
You're usable.
Yeah, one-fourth of usable space.
Yeah, you're going to have to install these things. It's going to be the same thing on the Xbox One as well.
Right. The difference, I think, with the PlayStation, and I could be totally wrong, is that if you have the disc, it sort of installs it while you're playing, so you don't have to wait. too long?
Yeah, it caches a certain amount of it to a certain point, and then you can play within a couple minutes, but it's still going to install the whole thing because these drives aren't fast enough to read these disks. Like, you'd be loading all over the place. So yeah, they're going to install onto your system. The interesting thing is going to be how these systems manage that, because I don't want to have to be going in and deleting stuff a bunch. So I've heard the PlayStation 4 might delete things automatically if you haven't played them in a while.
No, they took that out. They thought about doing that. Yeah, but it's not. I don't think it's not going to delete things automatically.
I would like to have that as a feature, like that you could turn on or something. Like, just because I don't want to have
make it an option.
Yeah, like if I haven't played something in 2 years and I need, like, I install a new game or I put a new disc in, just blow away something I haven't played in that long. And if I give you permission to, like, that would be a checkbox that says, yes, you have permission to do this.
Yeah, and just keep the save.
Yeah, the save data is separate on this.
I'm waiting because I know that's going to happen to me, is I'm going to go to delete something that I haven't played in a few years, and I'm going to accidentally delete the save file, and I'm going to be so pissed. Even if it's a game I haven't played in months or years, I'm going to be like, I can't believe I lost the whole game.
I think it puts it in a separate spot. So
yeah, I mean, that's how they work now.
Yeah, but I'm also an idiot.
Right. Okay. Okay, this question's for you, idiot. Aconus asks, does Wombat have a man crush on Major Nelson, or is it just me?
I don't think so. I hope to see him next week. So I did tweet to him today, because he said, I'm going to New York. Who's going to be there? So I replied to that. Does that count as a man crush?
Did he write you back?
No, but Jeff Rubenstein did.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah, he now works for Microsoft. So he's the other thing I complained about after this show yesterday that happened. I complained, they said they needed to hire a community person, and poof, they did.
They hired Sony's ex-community person.
Yeah, so good for them.
Good move. Yeah. Good move, Microsoft. You did something right recently. Nice.
So there you go. Good people. He's good people.
Yeah,
so,
Jeff, make it rain Xbox stuff on Wombat.
Pretty much. Okay.
Send a Killer Instinct stat.
Yeah, you know what? It's nice to have someone. It's nice that there's someone at one of the majors, one of the three major video game companies out there, console makers out there, that responds to you on Twitter.
You mean responds to you on Twitter?
Responds to me, yes. Responds to me. or you.
We have ones from the other companies that respond to us.
Who?
Not me. Who?
From Sony?
Yeah.
Aram from Sony will respond.
Maybe I've just never tried reaching out to him, but I don't think I'd get a response.
Anyway, let's see. Woe Is That Mars asks, what's something you feel that the gaming industry learned this past generation? What's something that consumers learned this generation? He's all talking about, I guess this is both about, you know, the Xbox 360, PS3 generation.
Yes. What has Microsoft and Sony learned?
I think they've learned that these machines are not just for games anymore, and in fact, people are using them more and more for non-gaming things than maybe even gaming stuff. I mean, if you go on Xbox Live now and you look at your friends list, what percentage of your friends are on Netflix, Hulu, or whatever? I mean, it's pretty high for me. And I think that, you know, it took a couple of years for that to happen on this current gen. But now you can look at Xbox One. It's being marketed as a media center just as much as a gaming machine, right? Like the more recent commercials that have come out. What was the one? Who's the football guy that I don't know that just you were telling
Ray Lewis
me about?
And there's a Ray Lewis and Brian Urlacher commercial.
Yeah, I mean, you see that.
We had breakfast right next to Ray Lewis.
Right.
At E3 one year.
Yep. I'm sure he was saying to his friends about how he had lunch, breakfast with the CADcast crew right next to him. So I think that's something that Microsoft has definitely learned.
Well, Sony doesn't want to highlight that, though. Sony is very much
Right.
Games, games, games. Like, I don't remember if any of those commercials that they have show anything but actors in game-like situations.
Yeah, I mean, I think Microsoft made the right decision. I mean, as a gamer, obviously, you know, as a PC gamer, I don't care what they do for on the, either of them do really on the gaming side. But yeah, I mean, that's the trend, right? I mean, that's what people are looking for. That's, you know,
well,
that's what people
I
are
think
using
that's,
TV
that's
for.
Sort of a loaded statement. That's what people are looking for. Again, I think it's, we're looking at two different companies with two different strategies. And if you're asking what I think they've learned, I think Microsoft has learned that people use their console as a media center. So that's what they're trying to produce and sell. I think Sony learned that they went into this generation probably priced too high, the past generation, priced too high and a little restrictive, a little standoffish. So they've entered this generation not as the most expensive console and not as the scariest console either. They've actually, I feel like they've made a concerted effort to be more friendly, or at least giving the illusion of being more friendly. And I think that's what they've learned.
I mean, this, don't you think there's also, there's a trend because of the, you know, widespread usage of smartphones and iPads and all that stuff. There's sort of this good enough out there, you know, good, these games are good enough, which is why the handhelds are sort of suffering, because people are, you know, sort of satisfied with the games they can get for a couple of bucks on iPad, and maybe those games are good enough for a lot of people, and the $60 for a game seems like overkill. I don't know. I think that's what something that's something that customers have learned. Maybe, you know, obviously not hardcore gamers, but you know, hardcore gamers are not the ones that are making these companies successful. You know, it's got to be a widespread type of situation. But I don't know. What else we got here? Tom of Mars asks, is Battlefield 4 a Call of Duty killer? Yeah. Have you guys... Oh, what? We didn't even talk about...
Yeah, I would say... Wait, are what are we talking about? Killing sales? Or is it just a better game?
I don't know.
Why don't you answer both? I think sales.
It's not
going right
to kill
now,
it in sales.
Yeah,
it's not
right
kill
now, Call of Duty made $1 billion in one day.
Right.
We haven't heard any figures from EA regarding Battlefield yet.
Battlefield sells well. It does not sell in the Call of Duty range because nothing sells in the Call of Duty range other than a Grand Theft Auto every 5 years.
Right.
And you guys have played both, so which one's better?
I haven't played Ghosts.
I haven't played Ghost.
Oh, I thought you played both. Oh, well, then never mind. How's Battlefield 4?
It's awesome. I have.
I know,
like,
you
no
talked about it last week with the Skyscraper.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, I have no interest. It's good enough. It's so good that I just have no interest in playing Ghosts. But
do I want Battlefield 4 for the PC or do I want it for console?
If you're going to use mouse and keyboard, you want it for PC. If not, if you're going to be using the controller, then you don't.
If you get it for the Xbox One, I'll get it for the Xbox One.
Well, I need to see what the differences are between Battlefield 4 on the PS4 versus the Xbox One version.
One is 900p and one is 720p.
I don't care about the P's so much. I want to know performance wise which one's
right.
better.
Right. I don't know. We'll have to wait a couple of days to find out.
You and your stupid P's.
Where was this question that I wanted to ask or answer rather? Oh, somebody. Speaking of Call of Duty, you know, the reviews came out and, you know, we had this whole resolution gate with PS4 being 1080p and Xbox One being 720p. And I, you know, remember I went on the 8.4 podcast and I said, like, it doesn't necessarily mean much. And sure enough, the reviews came out and it turns out that, you know, even like Polygon reviewed the Xbox One version higher because they said the frame rate is more stable and really that they had a difficult time telling the difference. Otherwise, except for the frame rate issue. So yeah, Cheapy's right again. See, Shipwreck, you're right all the time. I'm right sometimes. Wombat.
I'm here.
Wombat tries hard. So he's got that going. So,
I'm not right all the time.
And yeah.
I can't believe you said you're right all the time again.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the eagle on the redhead.
I know. It's amazing.
I have a very logical mind. I'll say that, but I'm not right all the time.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, anyone who PC games a lot knows hardware has limitations and you can only do so much on hardware and you make concessions based on the hardware that you have. So just because the PS4 is more powerful than the Xbox 360 doesn't mean that it can run everything as, you know, 100% awesome. Okay. Concessions have to be made. It's just like, you know, the Xbox 360 is less powerful, so they have to make the One is less powerful, so they have to make concessions too. And you know, who knows? You just don't know how these things are going to come out. Prairie Dog writes in and asks, "How do you all feel about CAG 3.0? Honestly, do you like the changes or do you miss CAG 2.0? Yeah, it's been a shitty launch. I'm sorry. Obviously, if I knew then what I know now. We would still be on CAG 2.0, but we'll get it sorted. So I apologize if things have been shitty. But yeah, still learning, even after 10 years, still learning things all the time. this is pretty funny. Okay, from Venturin. Each of us can only be one of these three types. Who closely resembles which type? Nerd, bully, or jock? And I've already thought about this since I've already read the question. So this question is very easy.
I think it's pretty easy too. Shipwreck is the jock.
Absolutely, because he can ball.
And you are the bully.
What? No.
Yeah.
You're the bully?
Douchebag of the year, keg villain of the year 3 years in a row.
Wait a minute. Who am I bullying?
Me constantly?
What are you talking about?
If this show had a locker, I'd be stuffed in it by the end of every episode.
I was going to choose myself as the nerd and you as the bully.
Me as the bully? I'm like a lamb.
Shipwreck, you have to decide now.
I want to hear your reasoning for him being the bully.
I don't know. He mixes it up with people all the time on Twitter, don't you? Or no?
I'm nice to everybody.
You are?
I'm a sweetheart, a darling, a lamb, a deer, a cuddle muffin.
What about in school? Were you the nerd or the bully?
I was a nerd. What do you think? You know, I was all 5'5" of me was walking around knocking people down for their lunch money.
I think I weighed like 160 pounds in high school. So, yeah, I wasn't exactly pushing people around either. I got bullied, definitely.
I think you're both nerds. I don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shipwreck, finally. See, Shipwreck's always right.
He would know it. And I think Shipwreck really he straddles jock and bully. So
I bully you around.
Yeah, exactly. Bully for you.
I remember getting like bullied in elementary school. I had to walk to school and I remember there were the group of kids and they'd chase me and try to hit me and stuff. And eventually I became friends with them because I'm awesome. But yeah, anyway, Javery writes in. And
that was a sad story.
That was a sad story. I was thinking that too. I'm like, this is.
It was a happy story. It ended well. I became friends with them. They realized that I was a nice person, and then
you found other kids to bully. I mean, you made friends with the bullies.
Well, they weren't. They didn't. They stopped bullying. They realized that it was wrong, and then we played Metal Gear Solid at their house. And Dungeons and Dragons and all kinds of. Wait a minute, maybe they were nerds after all. Maybe they were bully nerds. I don't know. Javery writes in and says, "Shipwreck, congrats on the new baby. Have you thought about how you will eventually introduce her to video games? I don't have any advice. My daughter likes video games but doesn't love them. She'll play pretty much any two-player game with her brother, and she's had a personal arcade machine in her room since she was two, but she never really plays on her own. I tried though." Wow, that's pretty. That's pretty hardcore there. She's got her own arcade machine.
Well, Jay Avery, he makes arcade machines, remember?
Yeah, he refurbishes them.
For fun.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have like a real plan here. It's got like I'm not going to force my daughter to play games if she doesn't want to, but
you play now.
I feel like I can at least steer her in a direction of games that are good. Like we don't, We don't have to play the crappy stuff, but it seems like Lego Skylanders and Disney Infinity, those all seem like good kids games. So maybe she's just not into playing games.
Right. Maybe she's not your daughter. You ever thought about that?
She is cute, so it's possible.
I was talking about Javery.
Oh, talking about Shipwreck's daughter.
Let's see. Uncle Milkshake, this is a good question for Shipwreck. Are you surprised by the lack of demo units in stores for the Xbox One and PlayStation 4? Here in Portland, Oregon, I've checked out a Target, GameStop, and Walmart. None of them had a demo unit for either system. And then he said, with the release date this Friday, I thought there'd be demo units all over the place.
It's a little bit surprising right now. Like, yeah, I figured Targets would have PS4 demo units, and I've heard some Targets do, but I have not seen any around here yet that have it. I know some GameStops have the PS4 units. And of course the Best Buy that I went to had a unit. And then Target and Best Buy around here have those Xbox One shell displays going on where they don't have controllers. It's just playing a video.
Oh, okay.
I would expect the Xbox Ones will have demo units out there prior to launch. I don't know, but yeah, it's kind of weird. There's not a lot. It seems a little bit underhyped at the moment.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think they're reluctant to put the demo units out there?
Well, for the PlayStation 4 one, there's not much on it. I don't know. It's probably the same way with what Xbox One would put out there. You can't put an Xbox One demo unit out there and say, here, we're going to play Rise and Dead Rising. Like,
Well, it's funny because I remember the Xbox 360 demo unit that they had on the Best Buy on 44th and 5th Avenue. The demo that it played was Call of Duty 2.
You can get away with that. You can't get away with Rise and...
No. Well, that's just it, though. It's like you say, well, what can they have? They could put Call of Duty on there. Maybe, again.
I don't think they can anymore.
Yeah,
there's a difference between World War II, Call of Duty, and Ghosts.
That's true, too. I don't know what you... I mean, you could put... Well, you can't put Zoo Tycoon on there because they're not going to sell it.
Right.
Plus, you need to put stuff on there that's really going to demonstrate the difference
Forza.
Between last
you can put Forza on there.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see. So there's still no Xbox One units mostly ship?
No, there are at the Microsoft stores.
Okay, but not in the regular retail.
But, I mean, there's not that many Microsoft stores. I haven't even been to the one in the mall, but I know they have one here. And I think it has Forza, Kinect Sports, and I'm not sure what else. But I don't know. Right. Yeah, it's surprising that... I mean, I just walked out in Best Buy. I just walked straight up and played the PS4. It's not like there's a crowd or anything.
All right. And how about this for a last question from Kettle of Hawks? He wants to know what our favorite franchise is from this past generation. And he goes on and says his is either Mass Effect or Uncharted. I'm going to have to go with Mass Effect. That one consistently had me like excited at every E3 that they showed it off. And... you know, except for the ending part, but yeah, I would say that game was the most impressive to me and Mrs.
So it has to be a franchise that was introduced in the last generation.
Oh, why?
Because I would say Elder Scrolls for me.
Okay.
I couldn't imagine sinking 100 hours plus into any game prior to playing Oblivion and then Skyrim. And I would even throw Fallout 3 kind of in there, sort of. Because the similarities, the Bethesda franchise, does that count?
Right, the Bethesda engine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough. What about you, Ship?
I think it's Mass Effect. I mean, I don't know that I got invested into any other thing so much as I did Mass Effect.
Not Borderlands?
Borderlands is a good one, too.
I mean, you spent more time playing Borderlands 2 than any game last year or the year before, probably combined.
That's true. I did play a lot of... I mean, Borderlands is good. I don't know. I don't know. So for some reason, Mass Effect comes to mind before Borderlands 2 does.
That's because the person mentioned it in the question and he just read Mass Effect.
That could be too. But
also Borderlands, somehow Mass Effect, Mass Effect is definitely more epic than Borderlands.
Mass Effect is definitely more epic, and Mass Effect did more to change genres than Borderlands did, although that's not necessarily true either. I think what Borderlands did to combine role-playing games, loot hunting, and first-person shooting, you know, had not been done that well before, and not on that kind of a scale before. So, I don't know. Huh? Yeah.
The co-op is pretty big with Borderlands as well. Like, that's a big part of it. Me and Mrs. Shipwreck can play that together.
But as far as a franchise that actually told a coherent, consistent story over three games with an ongoing character that you've created from day one, I mean, that's a pretty epic undertaking. And I would say that BioWare totally pulled that off with the Mass Effect games, and it's thoroughly impressive. And you can't discount that at all.
If you think about games and think about games where you've actually cared about the characters and what happened to them, and you actually worried about the decisions that you made and where the decisions actually, you know, seriously affected the game in terms of like which characters lived and died. Yeah. Mass Effect pretty much rocked that. And so much so that people were, you know, when they got to the ending and they were disappointed by the ending, it was just like a huge, you know, outroar because they were so invested in the game and the series.
And I hate outroars.
Characters. So, outrage?
Outrage, uproar is an outroar.
Did I just... Hey, I go with the flow.
I know I've read more Mass Effect novels than any other gaming novels.
Me too. This
Can we call this episode CatCast 344 Outroar?
Okay. Anyway...
I'm going to go with Borderlands.
Okay, Shipwreck goes with Borderlands. And I'm going to go bye-bye. No, we'll say goodbye until next week. Follow us on Twitter, GBD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck. Of course, with Black Friday and the holiday season coming up, you definitely want to be following at Video Game Deals, soon to hit 70,000 followers, which is very exciting. And what else? I think that's pretty much it. We'll see you next week.
Bread is done.
What? Wait! I'm no missionary. I don't even believe in Jeebus. Let me out.
Sorry, no can do.
Save me, Jeebus!